Welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast, the place to be if you dream of living a life of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and most importantly, fun. I'm Laura Cruz, the Dream Transition Mentor, the creator of the unique six-step Dream Transition Method, which will take you from idle daydream to transitioning into your wildly successful, freedom-based business. Listen to inspirational stories from women who have been brave enough to take the leap from corporate and now live the life they've always dreamed of. Women like you and me. They did it, I did it, and you can too. Grab a cuppa, find a cozy spot, then sit back and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast. I'm your host, Laura Cruz, also known as the Dream Transition Mentor. This is a really exciting episode today because for the first time, I have a podcast sponsor. So from this month, so from April 2024, I'm introducing podcast sponsorship. And I'm so excited about it because it just gives me the opportunity to share with you some amazing businesses that are kind of around my world, people that I am familiar with who absolutely complement my business, my life. The people running the businesses are amazing and it's just fabulous. So I'm absolutely thrilled to say that the sponsor for this month, for April, is Beansprout. And Beansprout are a fabulous, relatively new business run by an amazing lady called Helen. So Beansprout is an accountancy firm, and let me explain a little bit about what they do. So are you feeling uncertain, fearful, or overwhelmed about starting your own business? Don't worry, you're not alone. Many aspiring entrepreneurs face similar challenges at the beginning of their journey. But guess what? Beansprout are here to help you to overcome those obstacles and transform your dreams into a successful reality. Beansprout's business startup program is designed with you in mind. You'll get 3 months of personalized support and targeted advice, as well as practical training and tips that will ensure that you gain clarity, so you'll say goodbye to uncertainty and confusion. You'll learn with jargon-free, very important, and clear advice what you need to do and how to launch successfully. You'll have peace of mind, no more fear or overwhelm. You'll be sure you are starting your business with strong roots. You'll also have support because you'll be able to join a community of like-minded business owners who are on the same journey, become part of Beansprout's exclusive client-only group, and share experiences to learn from Beansprout and from your peers. Don't let fear or uncertainty hold you back from pursuing your entrepreneurial dreams. Take the first step towards success by joining Beansprout's Startup Support Program. Together, you'll turn your vision into reality. Learn more about how Beansprout can help you via the link in the show notes, but get in touch. The investment starts at just $495 and you could soon be up and running. Do check this out. Helen, who runs Beansprout, is a fantastic female business owner who I met last summer, and I've just loved watching her as she shifted and transitioned over from employment to working for herself. So do check out Beansprout via the link in the show notes. Now, back to the episode. So earlier this week, I ran a fantastic masterclass called Mindset Magic to Make More Money. And it was brilliantly received. I loved it. I was wearing sequins. It was fantastic. But one of the questions I asked on the masterclass is, do you have a business or do you have an expensive hobby? And you might think, well, what a strange thing to say. Of course, my business isn't my hobby. You know, I'm doing this. I'm serious about it. And when I ask that question, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be dismissive, but it's a genuine question. And actually, it's something Helen from Beansprout could probably help you with. But if you're not making any money in your business, if you're not sustaining the life that you need to live, if you can't pay your business running costs, if you are kind of trapped in this cycle of not earning very much and just scraping by, then you need to ask yourself the question, do you have a business, a sustainable business, or an expensive hobby? Of course, we all go into business for different reasons. There's many, many different reasons and thoughts behind why it is that we work for ourselves. And we're not all driven by money, and I'm not suggesting we are. But actually, if you are in your business and things are tough and you are worrying about money constantly, I think you need to ask yourself the question whether that stress is worth the amount of money that you're making. Is it worth the stress and the worry, the anxiety of not making enough money? And it does depend on how long you've been in business. But if you can't make it a goer, if you don't make enough money, is it worth all the stress that goes with that? Would you be better off being employed and having a regular salary each month? This is something I have at times asked myself, because the journey to creating a sustainable and regular and kind of balanced income into your business is a tricky one. And when people tell you that it's easy, they're not telling the truth. It's tricky to run a business. It's tricky to grow, to start and grow a business. I think, particularly when I started, just as the pandemic hit, whole new territory. So these are strange times. And if you are looking around you and wondering how other people are making lots of money and you're not, I don't think you'd be alone. I think lots of other people are doing that. I'm reading lots of stuff about people struggling, people finding it difficult, people not really sure what's going on, people seeing, like for the first quarter of this year, seeing a real reduction in clients, in customers, in sales, however you measure it. So it's tricky. So the question that I asked about whether you have a business or an expensive hobby is a constructive one. Don't take it as a criticism or a joke. It's a constructive one, because it's something that you need to do to review. In any other aspect of your life, if you were doing something and it wasn't working, you would change it. So if you were trying to, what could we say? If you were trying to, I don't want to say lose weight, because I hate that analogy. If you were trying to grow something in your garden, I'm looking out onto the garden. If you were trying to grow something in your garden and it wouldn't grow, you wouldn't keep doing the same thing over and over again. You'd look to find a different way to grow it, like, you know, different soil, different watering, different area of the garden, different exposure, different, don't know, lots of other different things. Take it away from slugs, whatever. But you wouldn't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You would be looking at that and saying, this isn't working. What do I need to do? And we need to ask ourselves the same questions in business. We are in business to create a sustainable income for ourselves and for our families, for our loved ones. So you do need to be looking at this situation and asking tough questions. That's where, if you work with an accountant like Beansprout, it's very useful, because they can give you fantastic advice and support and help you to perhaps ask those difficult questions. But that's the negative side of things. That's the it's not working, I don't know if I can keep doing it thing. My masterclass came at it from a very different point of view. It came at it from the point of view of, is there something holding you back from making more money? And I honestly believe that the majority of the time, the thing that's holding us back from making more money is our mindset. It's our mindset, because when we get into a cycle around money, and I can say this to you with experience, when we get into a cycle around money, what happens is we feel we don't have enough money coming in. We don't have enough money in our business. We don't have enough money to pay ourselves. We don't have enough money to pay our bills. What happens is we get all consumed with worrying about money, which is a genuine fear, of course, but we get all consumed with that worry about money. Everything that we do, everything that we think about is focused on money and the lack of money. What happens then is we don't sleep particularly well. We're probably not eating or eating too much. We're like watching telly rather than actually trying to do any work. We're kind of not really focused on what we need to do to bring more money in. So what happens is we do less. So we put less offers out. We talk less often about what we're doing. We post less on social media. We think, oh, well, I haven't got any money coming in. I haven't got any customers or clients, or my sales are down. No, nobody wants to buy from me, which is a story that we tell ourselves. Nobody wants to buy from me, so I won't put anything out. And then guess what? you don't make any more sales because you're not telling people about your offers. And your kind of money situation becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because now you're not making any money because you've got yourself in that downward spiral where things aren't working for you, nothing's working for you, you're not going to put any offers out, you're not making any money, and you tell yourself you're rubbish and you don't know about giving up. Now, that's something very different to asking the question about whether your business is actually sustainable or not. Those are different questions. But if you can, if as I was explaining that story about that downward spiral that you can get into, if that was kind of ringing a bell for you, if that felt true for you, then getting hold of your mindset is so important. Your mindset is the key for so much of what we do in our lives. Our mindset tells us whether we're going to have a good day or not. It tells us whether we're going to make a success of things or not. It tells us whether we feel nice or not. It tells us whether when we look in the mirror, we look good or not. It tells us that we can be visible and put ourselves out there or not. And the thing that I've often talked about, and I talked about this in the masterclass, is about your brain, your reticular activating system, your RAS. That part of your brain seeks evidence for the things that you are thinking. So when you are positive and everything's great and you're feeling amazing, like, oh my God, you just can't believe how good life is. What a surprise. Your brain looks for evidence to support how great life is. So then all these great things are coming your way because your brain is like, yeah, girlfriend, come on. I'm here for it. Bring all the good stuff. And all the good stuff comes. But your brain also works in the other way. So when you're feeling negative, when your mindset is poor, when you're struggling, when you're low, when you're unhappy, when you're anxious, when you're worried, when you're in fear, all of those things, guess what? Your brain looks for evidence to support that too. So your brain looks for evidence to support the fact that nothing's going well. So no one's buying, everyone's having a tough time, you know, COVID changed the world. I can't make any money. This isn't going to work for me. I might as well give up. I just can't do it. And your brain will find examples to reinforce that thought to you, and you will continue to feel negatively and to not look positively at what you're doing. Now, of course, mindset is not as easy just to go, well, I tell you what, Laura, I'm going to stop thinking negatively and I'm going to start thinking positively. If it was that easy, then you wouldn't need mindset coaches and people wouldn't have up days and down days. It's not the same. You just can't do that. It takes more. It takes more than that. But what we need to do is to train our brain to calm down that stress about money and to get focused on the positive, to keep putting the offers out, to not let those negative stories hold us back, to actually be positive and keep trying, look for opportunities and keep pushing forward. This is the stuff of business success. This is how people make money. I've been really into watching Dragon's Den, the last couple of series, and you only have to look at that to see people on there who are making money, some are losing money, some have invested vast amounts. I watched something the other day and they watched an episode and somebody had invested something like £650,000 of their own money into this particular business. You know, people are believing in what they're doing and they're getting out there and they keep persevering. They don't give up. They don't let those mindset issues hold them back. They keep pushing forward. That's what we need to do to be successful in business. Have a down day at times, but try to get back on top. Do something different. Distract yourself, but keep going. If you answered that question I asked at the beginning, do you have a business or an expensive hobby? If you know that you've got a business, you know you have. If you were shouting at your phone going, oh my God, Laura, what are you talking about? Of course I've got a business. Then bloody get out there and show everybody that you have. No one's buying from you when you're under the duvet watching Married at First Sight, which is obviously what I've been watching because I just love Married at First Sight Australia. No one's buying from you when you're doing that. People are buying from you when you're out there. People are buying from you when you're showing up. I just feel so passionately about it. And at times I have to listen to myself talking about it to remind my own self that this is what I need to do, because mindset coaches also have mindset wobbles. That's not a secret. It's a fact. So think about how your mindset is not helping you to bring more money into your business, and then look at how you could switch that mindset. First thing you can do is download my brilliant masterclass, which I will pop the link for you to register for it into the show notes. Register for it, watch it. At the end of that, I talk about my fantastic new client offering I've got called the Accelerator. So the Accelerator is a 3-month program where you're going to work with me one-to-one, and it's really intense. It's really intense in the sense that you are going to have me on hand every weekday of that 3 months, and you are going to get that mindset into tip-top shape so that you are doing all the things you need to do to show up every single day to get clients, to get customers, to get sales, to get money in. That's what I'm all about with the Accelerator. So it's weekday support all day, every day, if you need it. It's weekly coaching and mentoring sessions, but it's actual accountability. It's action taking. It's not faffing. It's not procrastinating. It's not dawdling. It's not watching telly. It's not late out of bed in the morning. It's getting up, getting on, taking action, getting evidence, making sales. That's what we're all about. And I've got 3 spots available on the Accelerator, and I would love you to take one of them. So click the link into the show notes and look at the Accelerator. Book a call with me to talk about how the Accelerator could work for you. But imagine this episode is going out on the 5th of April. Imagine starting with me the following week, and then by mid, where would we be? Mid-July, would we be? By mid-July, you would be absolutely flying in your business, and how good would that be? So here's some thoughts for you. Register for to watch the masterclass download, look at the Accelerator, and go and check out Beansprout. Right, have a great week, and I'll see you next time, my fellow dreamer. You have been listening to the Your Dream or Mine podcast with Laura Cruz. If you're ready to create the dream life and business that you've always wanted, then let's work together. Order my book, listen to the podcast, join the Dream Life Academy, come to the Dream Life Business Club, get involved with me. I can help you to create the dream life and business you've always wanted.